have a friend that I brought here with me. Okay. It's a friend. It's the puppet friend.
Okay.
Is it yours? Oh, I thought it was mine. I did forget my friend, so I borrowed your friend. And I have this friend. It's not a pig. But I have a stuffed animal, and I used it when I was little. I had it everywhere I went. Now that I'm older and smarter, yes, now I don't need this teddy bear anymore. So, I want you to hear. I want you to hold it because the teddy bear used to keep me cuddly and strong. No. And hug it. And it used to make me warm and soft. Okay? But I used to think that the teddy bear would protect me. And that's the reason why I had it. But that's not the reason why I had it. In the Bible, it tells us in John chapter 10, Jesus talks about how we are his precious sheep, and he is our good shepherd. He takes care of us by leading us to food and water. He knows us by name. We know that he is gentle and strong, and he has a loving voice. He leads us, and yet he follows us. He protects us from robbers and wolves. Even at night when we are sleeping, he protects us. Jesus never sleeps. He's always awake. He always has his eye on us. Okay? In Psalm chapter 121, verses 3 and 4, he says, He will not let us be defeated. He will guard us, and he never sleeps. He will guard us while we're sleeping and while we're awake. All right, I want you to pretend. All right, I want you to close your eyes, and I've lost control, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we're going to close our eyes. All right, you ain't closing your eyes. We're going to close our eyes. And we are going to pretend it's dark outside and it's stormy like the other night.
Do that half or
not? Okay. And we're going to pretend it's thundering. Yeah. So now we're going to pretend that lightning is striking. All right. And now we're going to pretend it's raining. Who can snap? Rain, 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 rain. See? Yeah, you can snap good. So, while the storm is going on, who is protecting us?
God.
And why is God protecting us?
Because
what?
Because he cares about us.
He cares about us, and what else? And he's never asleep, so he's always got his eye on us. Yes, he does. It's amazing. He has his eye on each one of us, even in the family that lives over there and the family that lives over here on this side. He has his eyes on them. Even though they're not in church, he still has his eyes on them. And that's what we need to remember, that God is always awake, never asleep. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being awake for us. Thank you for guarding us and protecting us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.